busy schedule to chat with us all the way from Denmark. We are so glad that you agreed to allow Lowell Association for the Blind to have the honor of chatting with a startup, a nonprofit organization. Our community-based organization has been around since 1923 and serves the greater Lowell area of Massachusetts, which is a small segment of what your team has to offer. And LAB, as we call it, functions on community involvement to provide many of our services. And your app has marshaled over 100,000 volunteers. I just checked the website, 136 and counting. To serve the same, global perspective, which has many needs. And we just want to thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. So first things first, I want to just get a little background information. Would you mind giving our listeners a brief history on your background? So far, we understand that your location is based out of Denmark.
I live here south of Copenhagen, our capital, and I am 51 years old. I'm married. I have two kids, and I'm visually impaired myself. I have tunnel vision, or retinitis pigmentosa, as it is called, and I am also a local chairman for the blind community here in my region of Denmark. So I know a lot of visually impaired and blind people, so, and I am educated to be a farmer, but that's 30 years ago. But then I had decreasing vision, and then I had to stop my farming career. That's where I am now.
So we understand you've shifted on to the assistive technology field.
Not right away. To be honest, I'm not technical at all, but I know what I want to have, that's the start of it.
Sounds like a wonderful mindset. So currently, as I said, I'm looking at the website right now, 136,000 sighted users, 12,600 blind users, and around 40,000 people have been helped. What do you believe makes Be My Eyes an application so unique?
Well, I believe it is pretty much the first time that people really can, in a very easy way, they can do this. It hasn't been done before, and that's maybe also very surprising, because most people say, oh, that's just spot on, and why haven't anyone done that before? And but now it is there, and I think we kind of tap into a something that is up in the time, as we say in Denmark, to be a volunteer and so on. And there is just an awful lot of nice people out there who want to help. So I think we just hit the right time and spot.
I totally agree with that. And it's surprising to me, as you said, that, the iPhone 4S has been around since 2010, and we're just seeing this sort of application development thanks to guys like you. So we appreciate that very much. Moving on to the sort of application development categories, would you mind giving a brief on what inspired you to create this application? We know you said you have visual impairment of your own.
Well, at some point a few years ago, I got myself an iPhone, and I started to use it, and one of my blind friends told me that he used FaceTime when he needed some visual assistance, but he always had to call someone. And that tricked me to get this idea that we should just make a group of volunteers who could answer such a call. And then I was here at home, and I didn't know what to do with this idea, so I went to a startup weekend event. And that's a place where you can go if you have an idea, and then you can pitch this idea in 1 minute, and then if the idea is good enough and you're lucky, you can get a team to work with you. And I was lucky that seven other people want to join my team, and then you work on this idea over the weekend, and then Sunday afternoon you present it again, and then we were lucky to win the prize for the most innovative idea. That was in 2012. That's a long time ago in this business. And then we spent almost 1 year raising the money, because we figured out that it would take quite some effort to build the app and the back end server and all that.
Absolutely.
And then after 1 year we managed to raise $300,000, and then we could really start the project, hiring those coders to do the actual work.
Absolutely. Your team, I understand, was also responsible for another project. I read about this Thermodo. It was a Kickstarter project.
The office called RoboCat, they have made this Thermodo app, and they are responsible for our design of the app. They haven't done actual coding, but they have been times. That was just because I didn't know better. Because here in Denmark, we are maybe a little more well off than many other countries. But in Denmark, I haven't seen a blind person with other smartphones than iPhone. So I thought that nobody, blind people especially, used other than iPhone. So that's why we started with iPhone. But now I have learned that there is quite a few blind people who use Android phones. So we are working hard on to raise the money to be able to make a Android version.
Oh yes, absolutely. Especially in the United States, we see more and more people trying to diverge from Apple products. So exciting.
Another thing is that those numbers that you mentioned, they are impressive, and we are totally blown away by this. But another thing that really surprised me is that now we are, after 1 month, we are connecting people in 80 different languages. And that also means that it's not only Denmark and the U.S. and Australia and Canada and those places. When you are talking 80 different languages, then you are also in developed countries and so on, undeveloped countries. I don't know what the right word in English is, but, you know, Africa and Asia and so places where people, especially blind people, don't have a lot of money. And there I expect blind persons to use Android because that's way cheaper.
So in other words, this is much greater response than you were originally expecting, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, well, I don't know. You see, when we launched it actually a little earlier here in Denmark, only in the Danish App Store to test it. We didn't tell anyone. I just told my blind friend to go and download it and some other friends to be helpers and so on. And there we had, the day before we launched internationally, we had 150 blind people and 400 helpers. And then in this month we have gone to 130,000 and 12,000 blind people. So that's totally mind-blowing. We needed to upgrade our servers 3 times first week to
we're actually following you guys on Twitter and noted that your servers are next. You have been featured on multiple tech websites and across, you know, social media, including CNET and Engadget. Now these guys are huge. How are you handling all this PR?
We try to hang in as as we can, but right now we have 3 girls working as an intern for us, so just replying to those 5,700 emails that we have received this month. So we are extremely busy giving interviews and so on. Today we have been on a ABC News, and I believe it was yesterday CNN posted aired something that they had done, and Fox News we have also been in. And then numbers of radio stations around the world, BBC and some in Canada and in Australia and all over the place we have been in the media. But we really try to get, and that's why I'm so pleased to talk to you, because we really want to get every blind person in the whole world to know about our app so they can decide whether or not they want to use it. Now that we have so many helpful people, then at least those who want to use it, they should have the ability, or they should know about it.
Absolutely. Now, have you personally had any input in terms of coding for other applications outside of Be My Eyes, or is this your first?
This is my very first project at all.
Is the Be My Eyes team affiliated with any other organizations in Denmark, in the U.S., or across the world?
Before we launched, we were supported by the Danish Blind Society, but we don't have any partners or anything like that. We did work together with some, well, I can't recall the name, but some guys in California at some point on the idea phase. But otherwise, we hired those coders that we have now to work for us.
So we have heard about the Android development in progress. We saw a few tidbits here and there. What other sorts of applications are you developing for in-house?
Right now, we are totally focusing on getting Be My Eyes up and running and to get it better. And you see, when you go from 150 to 12,000 blind people, then you find out that yeah, you have some challenges and you get great numbers of data that you can start looking at. And so we really hope to improve the speed, because it does take a while before you get through. When you hit the button, there'll at least a minute and often 2 or 3 minutes before you have a connection. And we hope and we think we can do that better. And that's what we are working on right now, to improve the success rate there. And also some calls are just lost and we don't quite know why. So we do have some things that we need to straighten. But I was thinking that we had plenty of time to do that. But now that we have so many people using it, then we feel that we are in a hurry to improve it.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And I understand that you guys have made the project open source. So with that being said, do you see a future in desktop computing or something extraordinary outside of the handheld or desktop devices?
We have been talking about that people on the helper side should be able to do that from a desktop, because that would be great, because they very often have a stable and good internet connection. Because one thing that is a weak part of it is if one of the two persons has a bad connection, well, then the whole thing fails. But if we could use people sitting by their computer, then at least one of them would have a good internet connection. So that would maybe improve it a little bit.
Yes. And also, just so I can get this question in, we had one of our clients ask us this. Now, what happens if you're in a call with somebody 10 minutes into the conversation with you and you feel that they're a really good helper and you want to go directly to them the next time you need some assistance? Are you trying to work that into the equation at all?
When I started this project, I was thinking that you should have a favorite list of helpers that you could use. But after thinking about it, because it is kind of against the whole idea. The idea is that you can ask for help without really asking, so to speak, and you don't have to feel that you are a burden to anyone at any time. And I'm quite sure that if we give people this opportunity to choose someone they know, they might do that pretty much all the time. And then, we didn't. Then you could just use FaceTime. If you so no, I don't think we will do that. But if it is a big demand, we will look into it. But I rather not do it of this reason.
Facilitate questions in specific topics such as finance or technology, has your team considered partnering specifically with organizations for assurance services, etc.? For example, I wanted to let you know personally, we had a call, it was on my phone, a man in Iraq who luckily needed some IT assistance, and that's actually what I do here at Lab, and I was personally able to assist him in his issues because I was well-versed in the computing hemisphere. However, were it to be somebody else who was not well-versed in programming, he may not have been able to help resolve the sort of issue. So in that regard, do you see not so much targeting a specific person, but a specific sector for assistance? Do you see that coming into play?
We have been talking about that, but I think it is a little difficult to, you see, it is also a trade-off. Now the app is super, super simple and easy to use. And if you put in all kinds of possibilities and selections, then it's not so simple anymore. And we want that everybody can use it. And here in the Danish Association of the Blind, it is a lot of elderly people who maybe is become blind late in their life, and they are not very technical at all. And so our focus is also that everybody should be able to use it. So we haven't. It's not in the pipeline, but if there is a demand for it, we will look into it absolutely. But we will kind of wait to have people want it.
For those who have just tuned in, you are listening to South Capadia and our guest, Mr. Hans-Jürgen Weiberg, a visionary of the assistive technology field and the founder of Be My Eyes, a mobile application created for iOS dedicated to connecting blind users with volunteers from around the world. Let's continue talking with Mr. Weiberg.
It's great that you guys are, you know, listening to the feedback and are willing to bend your ways into the adoption. And speaking of adoption, the ratio of helpers, as we talked about, it's surpassed a 10-to-1 ratio. How do you intend on improving that figure and getting especially more blind users to adopt this application?
Well, we have sent out an email to, I believe, every blind community in the whole world. We went into the World Blind Union's website and found all the email addresses, and then we have sent them an email. And when we get a little down in the in the pile of emails, we will send another one and tell those associations around the world how many helpers we have in their country or their language and so on, and hopefully they will inform their members around the world that this is available, and then we will just wait till the word spreads from person to person. And I know that a lot of blind people are talking a lot to other blind people, so I'm quite confident that down the line it will spread to pretty much everyone.
Word of mouth is very, very powerful.
Yeah, it is.
Now, the program is free as of now, and however, there has been buzz about a subscription service in the future. If you're comfortable, can you comment about how this may affect your initial business model?
Yes, it is free now, and we will do everything we can to keep it free. But if the very last possible, if that is asking for a subscription, then of course we will do that. Otherwise, it will close down. But we will do everything we can to keep it free, and I think we will manage to do that, because now that we have so many helpers and blind people, we might add a donation button. And I also think that we can persuade some foundations to support us and so on. And I really hope that we can do that. And we might also get into a sort of some big company who wants a better reputation. And then they can say, okay, we support Be My Eyes with a number of dollars. And then they can write on their website that we support Be My Eyes or something like that. We will be open to that kind of arrangements.
Thank you for that. If allowed to discuss, what sort of other projects are you working on at the moment outside of Be My Eyes? Do you have anything going on other than Be My Eyes? Do you have any extra time?
I have a family, so that's my, right now it's my side project, but no, I don't have time for anything else right now, but we have been talking about that this technique that we have could be used for other groups of people, and I think, in half a year or something, we will be able to maybe send out another app that could support other people. But with the same background technique.
Technique as in the way that you guys went out to roll this sort of product into the market?
No, more the back end, the coding. And of course, those people who have signed up to help black people will never be asked to help other people. But then if we do this, we will launch another project. And then I don't know what it should be about, but then it's a totally new thing.
Great. Is there anyone in particular you would like to get in touch with in the developer world?
Well, you see, as you said yourself, it is an open source project, and all our code is in GitHub. And if you know someone who can help us developing this for Android and for Windows Phone and desktop and so on, it would be great if they went into GitHub/BeMyEyes and have a look at our projects who is there, and everybody can go in and see what we are doing and so on, come with good ideas, and maybe do some coding.
Oh, yes. We'll do our best to definitely put that on the bulletin. Any upcoming press events on the radar, any conferences?
We are actually going to CSUN in here in San Diego. We will be there on Friday and Saturday. That is in the end of the season. So, and we are very much looking forward to that. We don't have a stand or exhibition or anything. We'll just go there and then hopefully talk to as many people as we can, do some networking and get some good contacts.
Oh, great.
So if you know anyone who has a room for rent in San Diego, please let me know.
Our last section of this wonderful interview with Mr. Weiberg. This is going to be sort of a Q&A. I just want to ask on behalf of our clients and team here. First thing, I know we had said at the beginning of the interview, how does one report or filter out a bad helper? Now, are the video calls being monitored, and how does the security play into this environment?
We do not record anything at all. And when the session, as we call it, is ended, another screen comes up, and you can tap report, and then both as a blind person and as a helper, they will be taken care of and eventually kicked out of the system. We can't screen people or interview people up front before we let them into the system. So, and I very often compare this to meeting someone in the street. And you can ask a lot of things to strangers, but there's also things that you should never ask a stranger about, to read your credit card or show them your passport or anything like that. Don't ask totally strangers about, is this my medicine or anything like that. You should always use people that you trust and know to that sort of things. So you have to be careful and take care of yourself. But if it's a matter of tomato or coconut milk, well, that's not such a big deal.
Absolutely. Great, great tips and advice there. Thank you, Mr. Weiberg. Do you mind sharing any positive feedback that you have received?
I have learned the word awesome a lot. people are just so happy about this, and I can't tell you how many emails that we have received, but also from some helpers who are so grateful that they have been able to help, and this was almost, I felt that I helped the helper more than the blind person, but so people have been really astonished about this. So
it's safe to say your app has become a golden token for humanity. Application, our helpers noticed a point system, so that's where they can get their gold tokens to measure their progress. Now, what exactly is that meant to do? Is it increasing connectivity or frequency of their contact? What is that supposed to do?
As it is right now, it doesn't make much sense, but when we made it, we thought it would be hard to get helpers, so we thought that we should encourage them in some way. So we made this. The only way you can get a point is by helping someone. And so, but now that I think it's almost 40,000 times that people has been helped. But there's, as you mentioned, 130,000 helpers. So we are almost 90,000 people who hasn't got the opportunity to help. So this point system doesn't make much sense. But it is sort of a feel-good thing. You can't buy anything with those points or anything, so it's just something that we put in there.
So how big is the team at Be My Eyes currently?
I am working, I'm paid 12 hours a week. I'm working like 20 hours a day. And my CEO, who is the other employee, is paid 25 hours a week. And then we have our two coders. And now we have those three interns.
Oh, that's right. Now, any plans of expansion in the near future?
You see, until we have some more funding, we will stick to our very limited budget so we can stretch it as long as we can. But we would love to, because we do have ideas that we could work on and so on, so we would love to expand our staff. But right now, we don't have the money to do it. And the first priority is to keep it running as long as we can. And I hope that I think we will be able to raise some money so we can hire more people. Yeah,
absolutely. We'll talk to Robert Downey Jr. and have him hold the Stark Expo in Denmark next time.
If any of you guys know Bill Gates or something, one of those, that would be nice.
Oh, yes.
Send it my way.
I know you had said you're personally visually impaired. Now, how about any of the other team members?
We have a big group of testers, Danish blind people who has been testing it and giving feedback, and people who we have met up with, being in the same room, and watching them log into the app and use it and so on. And we have learned a great deal from that experience.
Before we say goodbye, can you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Be My Eyes team?
Yes, they can always send an email to info@bemyeyes.org. But please don't expect us to reply immediately, because we are still a little bit behind with the emails. But we very much like to have, especially we like to have stories, because when we get a call from a journalist, they always want to have someone from San Diego or San Francisco or one in their local area. So and we don't register where people live. We only register people's email address and what language they speak. And we don't care if you live in New York or in Sydney or whatever. So we have a hard time finding those people. So it would be great if you could send us an email with your story. We have even made a email address called mystory@bemyeyes, so if you can send it directly into our pool of stories, that would be great.
All right, and last but certainly not the least, can you leave our listeners with a positive quote or thought for the day?
No, I'll just say that I had never imagined that I should be in this situation, if you get an idea and you feel it is good, I think you should really try to go there. And it's hard work and so on, but it is so much fun when you succeed. And even if it's a very simple idea, Be My Eyes is a totally simple idea. And those ideas seem to have a life as well.
At this time, I would like to thank my guest, Mr. Hans-Jørgen Weiberg, for joining us today. You have been listening to the Massachusetts Reading Network, an affiliate station of the Talking Information Center. From all of us at the Lowell Association for the Blind, we would like to thank you for listening.